Okay, it's Coast 93.1, and we didn't really see this one coming, but we got an email from a gal whose name is Trish, who runs the Maine Society of CPAs.
Oh.
And they have a contest that they want us to judge.
Well,
now, let's be clear here. Neither of us are math people. Neither of us are accounting people.
No.
I mean, I guess we do our own taxes, but like TurboTax, you know? So Trish said, listen, I think you got, you know, we're going to have a contest, a funny tax story, and you tell us which one you think is the funniest, and we'll give
okay.
them a prize.
Well, we're good for that.
Okay.
Come on, we got a good sense of humor.
So, okay. So
we
I got
to get in the tax mind story.
She did say, luckily there were only three, but that's all I could milk out of this group. They don't tend to be terribly entertaining. That was Trish's own words. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So we've got three tax stories.
Okay.
One involves dropping the returns by a tree in the woods.
Ooh.
One involves a man sprawled out on the floor trying to file his returns and realizing it's the wrong year. And the other one is when the wife wins.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which do you want first?
Why don't you wow us at the end so we can stay awake? Sorry.
It's a good sell right there. Good sell. We could just play another Katy Perry song. I was thinking that.
Come on.
Maybe this could be entertaining, but thanks for wet blanket.
Lay it on us. Come on, we're ready. We got our iced coffee. Well, we're ready.
Clearly, we're going to fall asleep during this, so whatever you can do to keep us alive would be good. Great. Thank you, Eva.
All right, come on.
Okay, number one.
Right. Yeah.
It says, my office adjoined that of a rather eccentric lawyer CPA named Larry, who had a tax business. It was the final day for filing 2009 returns on extension. So I guess October 2010. Larry was doing his own return. He was sprawled out, all 6'6" of him on the carpet, surrounded by stacks of receipts and documents. He had the habit of talking to himself.
Mm.
I'd gotten used to that, but suddenly he started shrieking and using curse words.
Larry.
So I went next door, alarmed for Larry, thought he was having a medical emergency. It turns out he realized the documents he were working on were for his 2008 return, which he had totally forgotten to file.
Thank God Larry wasn't my CPA.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, then there's this one where the wife always wins. A new client met with us to do some future returns, brought the prior year's returns with him, and we pointed out that his consulting income should have been subject to self-employment tax. He said, you know what? I'm good. I'll continue to do my own returns. Then he came back 2 days later and asked us to prepare his returns. When we asked why the change of heart, he answered with two words. My wife.
Ah, right.
Happy wife, happy life,
mm-hmm.
right? Sometimes you need to go home and get some common sense knocked into you over the dinner table.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, so that's number two. And then here's number three.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, I took on a friend of mine as a client. He runs a contracting company, a trade contracting company. Let's call him Jim. Jim leaves early in the morning to get to his job sites. He asked me what time I arrived at the office so he could drop off his financial information. We were about a week away from the business tax deadline, and I needed to start to work on his returns. I said, well, I usually get to the office around 6 a.m. That wasn't early enough. He said he was feeling very anxious about the tax deadline approaching, and he wanted to get the information into my hands as soon as possible. This is the beginning of mud season.
Okay.
Still some snow on the ground. Jim proposed he would find a tree in the woods next to my office. Leave his tax paperwork at the base of a specific tree, and then call me to let me know which tree it was under, so I could retrieve it and quickly begin the paperwork. Luckily, he agreed to meet later in the morning in person.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I kind of like the tree in the woods.
I know, I do. Right.
Okay, we're going to give it to the tree in the woods.
Right.
So CPA Pete won the contest.
Okay, there you go.
We're going to pass this on to Trish. Pete, I don't know what the prize was, but Pete won it, whatever it was.
Yeah, it's in the,
maybe
the
it
tree
was,
with the yellow ring around it.
Yeah, right. It's an oak. It's probably about 40 feet. Has a knot about 4 feet up on the west-facing side. That's where you'll find my returns.
Oh, my God.
You don't think anyone will steal my identity. They're not going to find that tree, right?
Nope.
You're using secure email, right? Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah,
okay.
All right.
Well, thank you, Trish. That was fun.
Yeah.
Blake and Eva in the morning.